The state has paused admissions to the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility at Massillon. Starr County Judge Matthew Kreitzer says the move has already forced at least one youth committed to the Ohio Department of Youth Services to be housed locally at county expense. The state announced the one-month suspension in a letter sent Thursday by Youth Services Director Amy Ast, citing chronic staffing shortages. About 140 males up to age 21 are currently housed at the facility, one of Ohio's three youth prisons. Officials say admissions will remain paused until staffing levels improve. A probationary officer with the Uniontown Police Department has been fired, though officials have not said why. Trustees John Arnold and Jeremy Yoder voted Thursday to terminate the employment of Officer Dylan Soissan. Trustee Sue Grabowski was absent. Soissan had been on the job since last May and was within his first year of probationary employment. His termination took effect immediately. Federal judge dismissed claims in a civil lawsuit against Soissan in 2024. He was accused of using excessive force against a teen girl in 2020 while with the Lakemoor Police Department. There was no word on whether the firing was related to the suit.
The juvenile will spend at least a year in state custody after admitting to reckless homicide and the death of his younger brother. 15-year-old Amir Lucas entered a plea of true Thursday in connection with the January shooting of his 12-year-old brother at a home on Ellis Avenue Northeast in Canton. Police say the gun accidentally discharged while he was showing it. Family court judge Michelle Cordova recommended community corrections placement. Lucas could remain in custody until age 21. A homemade pipe bomb found in a truck prompted a road shutdown in Tuscarawas Township Thursday night. Highway Patrol responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Way West shortly after 11:30 for a suspicious truck parked by the road. Sergeant Brian Sponoggle says they found 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne of North Lawrence in the vehicle, allegedly under the influence, and waving a sword. Search of the vehicle turned up the device, leading to a response from North Lawrence firefighters and the Summit County Bomb Squad. There were no injuries. Henthorne was arrested and charged with counts including possession of a dangerous ordnance and inducing panic. The road reopened early this morning. Two Canton police officers charged in a custody death will have their trial delayed. Visiting Judge James Kimbler has postponed the original April 20th date with a new trial expected to be set Tuesday. Prosecutors cited a family illness and scheduling conflicts. Officers Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch have pleaded not guilty to reckless homicide in the April 2024 death of 53-year-old Frank Tyson. Starr County Grand Jury returned an indictment against a man on two felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. 44-year-old Douglas Tanner of Canton allegedly promoted and possessed obscene material involving a minor between 2023 and 25. Tanner was arrested Wednesday and arraigned in Common Pleas Court today. A pretrial hearing is set for next Tuesday. A private well believed to be the source of a crude oil spill in Pike Township. East Sparta firefighters responded around 8:15 Thursday night to the 8900 block of Briggle Avenue Southwest after callers reported the smell of fuel in Limestone Creek. Oil was found spread across a long stretch of the waterway. Containment booms were deployed. The Starr County Hazmat Team assisted. The Ohio EPA and Department of Natural Resources have taken over the investigation. City of Canton is stronger than ever, so says Mayor Bill Shearer, who presented the State of the City address Thursday night. He cited cash reserves topping $15 million and major infrastructure projects underway. Alley paving, sidewalk replacements, and neighborhood upgrades are focusing on historically underfunded areas. Shearer praised police and fire leadership, reporting violent crime down 15% and property crime down 36% over 5 years. He said a new downtown police substation, technology and bike patrols are boosting safety. On the economic front, Shearer wants data centers to invest locally. He also highlighted youth apprenticeships, homeownership programs, and efforts to address blight and homelessness. Starr County residents urged joint efforts to prevent child abuse this April. National Child Abuse Prevention Month highlights the importance of keeping children safe and supporting families. Locals can't show support by wearing blue next Wednesday and sharing photos with hashtag StarkWearsBlue. Anyone who suspects a child is being abused or neglected is asked to call 330-455-KIDS, 1-800-233-KIDS. Hotlines are open 24-7. Police in Kent responded to a school after staff found a loaded handgun in the backpack of an 8-year-old. Another student at Longcoy Elementary alerted a teacher Thursday after seeing the gun tucked in the waistband during recess. Police say the child had access to the firearm at home and the child's mother has been arrested on a charge of child endangering. The case is under investigation.